Did you take care of him? Did you do him right? I'd hear that part. So he told her, not failing to include Irene Tassenbaum's promise of the rose. She nodded, then said, I wish we could do the same for your friend, Shimi. He died on the train. I'm sorry, Roland. Roland nodded. He wished he had tobacco, but of course there was none. He had both guns again, and they were 7 Ariza plates to the good as well. Otherwise, they were stocked with little going on none. Did he have to push again while you were coming here? I suppose he did. I knew one more might kill him. Cy Brodigan did too. And Dinky. But that wasn't it, Roland. It was his foot. The gunslinger looked at her, not understanding. He cut it on a piece of broken glass during the fight to take Blue Heaven. And the air and dirt of that place was poison. It was Detta who spat the last word, her accent so thick that the gunslinger barely understood it. Goddamn foot swole up, toes like sausages. Then his cheeks and throat went all dusky, like a bruise. He took fever. She pulled in a deep breath, clutching the 2 blankets she wore tighter around her. He was delirious, but his head cleared at the end. He spoke of you and of Susan Delgado. He spoke with such love and such regret. She paused, then burst out. We will go there, Roland, we will. And if it isn't worth it, your tower somehow will make it worth it. We'll go, he said. We'll find the Dark Tower and nothing will stand against us. And before we go in, we'll speak their names, all of the lost. Your list will be longer than mine, she said. But mine will be long enough. To this, Roland did not reply. But the robot huckster, perhaps startled out of its long sleep by the sound of their voices, did. Girls, 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 it cried from inside the batwing doors of the Gaiety Barn Grill. Some are Humi and some are Saibi, but who cares? You can't tell. Who cares? They give. You tell. Girls, tell. You tell.